Joining us, Sky Racing's Queensland form analyst, Michael Maxwood. How are you, Maxie?
I'm good, thank you, Mido. Morning, everyone. We're pretty much in the same boat as you guys with Randwick tomorrow. We've got 10 races at Eagle Farm, and the prediction is that we're going to get plenty of rain today. A couple of mils overnight. They had the track at Eagle Farm as a good four yesterday, so we've had a few mils. But today, as you mentioned, with the weather forecast, Mido, for the next couple of days for Brisbane, high chance of showers today, 20 to 40 mils possibly, and some showers tomorrow. So we're looking at a wet track at Eagle Farm.
Okay, and we've got plenty of talented two-year-olds early in the card. Who's caught your eye?
Yes, the two-year-old race is very, very open. We've got a horse trained by David McComb from the Willembar called Perito. He's by Parada, very much eye-catching in a recent barrier trial in Fast Time. He was made to win the trial, so we saw what kind of engines he's got, and it looks pretty good. So problem is, if we get a lot of rain, having his first start over 1,200 could be a little bit of an issue. So I was going with the raced horse called Zalenzi, Mido, number six, trained by Kelly Sweeter. The fact that he's had a run second to Zuna, who's since come out to win again. So I think that form line is probably the most reliable there. But I do think that the safe way to go, I've got one in the first for you.
Okay, and what are your thoughts? We better get your thoughts as well on the Group 1s in Sydney, Maxie.
Yeah,
what are your best bets down south, just before we get your best and valued Eagle Farm as well?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a great card at Randwick, and you know, on days like this, you can get some, you know, really good prices about some top class horses. So I'm going a little bit wide at Randwick tomorrow, and hoping the TJ Smith obviously is a great race, and I wish I win. Got up, swamped them last year. Different this year, of course, with him, as you've been speaking about over the last couple of days, and the fact that he's first up. Been around about 5 months since he's raced, and Peter Moody has said he's got him as fit as he can without having a race. But it's going to be a big task, isn't it, if we do get to a very heavy track there at Randwick tomorrow. And I just reverted back to Marzu, who's a great wet tracker, and he was good in this race last year. He was only a little over a length behind I Wish I Win and Giga Kick. I know things haven't been plain sailing for him either, Mido, because he missed a run in the Galaxy, but I thought his first up run was very good. He can stride forward, stay out of trouble there, and you know that he's going to revel in the ground. So I like him, and I'm a stickler for Kovalika. He's going around in the Doncaster Mile at $19.06 to play. So his two runs back have been good, not suited last start in the George Ryder at Wake for Age, yet still good. I think this is his go. The big stretches of Randwick, I don't think the heavy track will be a problem for him. He just needs to wind up in the straight, and under the handicap conditions, he's really well in with only 53.5. So I think both of those are around about $19, Marzu and also Kovalika.
Yep, Marzu is $19, $5 the place. That's race 7, number 3 in the TJ, and Kovalika in the Doncaster. Race 8, number 7, $19, $6 the place. What are your best bets, Maxie?
Well, the first race at Eagle Farm tomorrow, I really like this mare called Extra Gear, number 11. I think she's the safest bet on the card in Brisbane tomorrow. Now, she's a former Queenslander where her form was a little bit hit and miss, but she's since been transferred to Joe Ible at Kembla Grange. And, gee, what I'm seeing is a totally different horse. She won a trial at Goulburn on a soft 7. She beat Front Page. I know Front Page and Wizard of Oz, who finished well behind her, weren't tested in that particular heat. But he was out in front, or she was, this mare Extra Gear, and really looking great. She went to Rose Hill, and she finished third there after that trial to Gold Revolver. We know he's a pretty anti-horse, Gold Revolver, only beaten about a length and a quarter. And obviously Joe's found this race and has given her another trial recently at Nowra, where she won by 8 lengths and swinging off her. So, look, if she can bring those two trials and that third placing at Rose Hill on the 28th of February to Eagle Farm tomorrow, I think she just wins the first. $7 down to 4 already. That's race 1 at Eagle Farm, number 11, Extra Gear. And, guys, the other one I'm we've got to wait probably till later today, because in race five, I do like 19 Brave Meso, around about $9 or $10. But she's also in race seven in a similar race, and she hasn't been scratched out of one yet. I'm hoping she runs in race number five. I think it's the perfect race for her. So at a decent price, I think she's the other nice bet on the card at Eagle Farm tomorrow. Race five, number 19, Brave Meso.
Okay, yes. As it stands, $9 and $3.10 the place inside gate there for Brave Meso. Maxie, enjoy your weekend.
You too, guys. We'll talk next week.